From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Our weather will be taking an abrupt turn for the cooler this week. Ironically, the first step in this process involves a warm front, which has been responsible for the clouds and showers that have occurred so far today. For most locations, scattered showers are expected to continue for the rest of the day, but showers are likely to be numerous early this afternoon from the central and southern Green Mountains into the White Mountains and Lakes region of New Hampshire. Showers should also become more numerous mid to late afternoon from the Quebec border southward to around Vermont Route 15. Showers should diminish across far southern areas this afternoon, late, and it's possible that there could even be a little thinning of the cloud cover, in which case some of the valley locations in southeastern Vermont and southern New Hampshire could scrape into the upper 60s, but highs in the low to mid 60s will be more common, with even some upper 50s possible near the Quebec border. With the warm front moving out this afternoon, attention will then turn to the system's cold front, which will be drifting in from the Ottawa Valley. Ahead of the front, winds will come out of the south to southwest, with the winds becoming somewhat gusty, especially in the Champlain Valley, where winds could gust to 30 miles an hour. Late this afternoon and into the evening, the greatest focus for showers will develop near the international border. The front will stretch roughly along the St. Lawrence Valley by around 8 p.m., before continuing southeastward across the wider region overnight. The front should weaken somewhat during this time, with showers becoming more widely scattered as the night wears on. By sunrise tomorrow, the front should be nearing the Massachusetts border. This will maintain the chance for a few light showers in areas south of Route 4 and Laconia, mainly tomorrow morning, with skies otherwise clearing out gradually. Winds tomorrow will turn out of the northwest behind the departing front. Despite that, tomorrow's temperatures should be similar to those of today, thanks to increasing sunshine, and perhaps a degree or two warmer in the valleys, thanks to the downsloping northwesterly breeze. On Wednesday, a large upper-level system will be dropping in almost straight out of the north. This will bring a chance of showers on Wednesday afternoon, mainly across northern areas, and will also help to maintain the cooler temperatures. This upper-level system will likely remain overhead or nearly so for the rest of the work week, featuring additional rounds of intermittent showers and a continuation of the cooler weather. In the forecast summary, for this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers except numerous early from the central and southern Greens into central New Hampshire and becoming numerous in the St. Lawrence Valley, and from Vermont Route 15 northward, highs in the low to mid-60s, some upper 50s north, and some upper 60s in southeastern valleys. Winds from the south to southwest 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 30 in the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys. For tonight, mostly cloudy, evening showers likely north, otherwise widely scattered and diminishing overnight, lows in the low to mid-50s south and in the Champlain Valley, mid-40s to around 50 elsewhere north, winds overnight from the west to northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour, except remaining southwest near the Massachusetts border. On Tuesday, mostly to partly cloudy, chance of a shower south of Route 4 in Laconia, mainly in the morning. Highs in the upper 50s to mid-60s, some upper 60s in the Hudson and Connecticut valleys, northwest winds 5 to 15. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows mainly in the upper 30s to mid-40s, near 50 in the broad valleys west, and some lower 30s possible in northern cold hollows. Winds tomorrow night northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming light and variable in sheltered valleys. And on Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of afternoon showers near and north of Route 2, slight chance to the south late in the day. Highs on Wednesday from the mid-50s to around 60, low to mid-60s in southeastern valleys and in the broad valleys west. That's the weather from St. Johnsbury. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.